Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzz with you today. The value of beef exports. Glenn Tonger explains all in just a moment.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
On a monthly basis, the U.S. Meat Export Federation releases numbers for beef and pork exports. And thus far here in 2018, each month, the numbers have looked really, really good. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonger says the latest numbers, just another testament to how well we're doing with beef exports here in 2018.
They're very favorable, and it's hard to overstate these. So both beef and pork had excellent April. So there's a lag in this data that USMEF brings together. Beef was up 11% in volume and 23% in value for April of 2018 relative to April of 2017. That value number is the fourth highest on record. That's important to note. USMEF values, they estimate the value being added to every steer based upon trade at $328 per head. So if we assume a 1,400-pound steer, just for simplicity for a moment, that equates to $23 per hundredweight of value being added. And what USMEF is doing there is they're taking things like beef tongue and liver that are worth a lot more outside the U.S., and they're saying, okay, what are we currently selling them for in foreign markets? What's our best estimate of what they would sell for if they had to stay here? What's that difference times the pounds on them and add up? And that's where you come up with that $328 of value. I think that's a very defendable way to think about it, because I always use the example, you know, my household probably is not going to pay the same for beef tongue that some others that actually, you know, desire it are going to, and that is the market working, right? The whole point of trade is to have those that have an advantage in producing it, sending those products to those that value it the most. There's nothing saying all the products coming off one steer are of most value in one country. Mm-hmm. They aren't, right? So that's the value of trade, is allowing us to align those supply and demand dynamics. That's where you get those big numbers. And if I could emphasize one thing, those April numbers are hyper strong, really good, despite what is a lot of trade and political noise. Just about that. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic that we are already taking advantage of that growing protein story, or the demand for more protein. My question is, how much better could it be if we reduce some of that uncertainty? Mm-hmm. How much better deals could we strike, and how much, you know, could we get that for a longer term rather than just in the short term? So I remain optimistic the U.S. is going to do well in this story. Mm-hmm. I'm just maybe a little bit greedy, but think maybe we could do well with less uncertainty and reduce the heartburn for a lot of folks that are involved.
Dr. Glenn Tonger talking beef exports. Top beef export markets for U.S. beef continue to be Japan and South Korea. South Korea especially has basically exploded. Tremendous momentum continues in South Korea. April exports were up 62% from a year ago in volume, 72% up from a year ago in value. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.